May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Already at this point, the words and music of our service are jam-packed, full of thoughts, full of emotion, full of everything. And then we hear the words of the gospel. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. I don't know about you, but I'm nowhere near. And as we sing the words of liberty and freedom, we see a world that desperately needs to be led in that direction. But what we celebrate today, what we give thanks for today, is the liberties that have been bestowed upon us as citizens of this country. But one of the things I know is that God never gives you something that He doesn't intend you share. God gives of His abundance so that we can share abundantly with others. Wherever there's doubt, wherever there is slavery of whatever kind, economic, racial, wherever there is need, we are called to be. We are called to be sharing the freedom and love that God has given us. It's interesting to me as I think back over life, there are several things that come to mind as I read the scriptures today. One is a close friend and colleague who reminded me years and years and years ago, George, you'll never go wrong by taking the high road. As I look at Facebook, as I read Twitter, I wish others had been given that advice. We are called to be together as children of God, to work together for the common good, to care for old, rich, and poor, no matter what sort or condition they may be. We are called to strive for perfection and giving the kind of love that God has given us. Another thing I reflect on is when I would make an excuse to my parents and say something along these lines. Well, the only reason I did it is because somebody did something to me. As though that somehow justified everything. And then my mother would say, so if they played in traffic, you would do it too? We're all striving for perfection, the kind of love, self-giving love, and acceptance that God gives us. And then finally, a memory that is most vivid. As I would be running out the back door in the summer, flying through the screen door, sometime between the door opening and the door slamming behind me, I could hear my mother say, George, remember who you are. Those words have stuck with me my entire life. She wasn't just saying, George, remember your name and address. she was wanting me to remember all that I was. I think that's the calling of all of us today. We are gathered here to remember who we are. We are a people who have been loved by God no matter what. We are a people who are called into relationship with a loving Savior who continues to give and to give and to give so that we can give and give and give in return. We are a people who are far from the perfection to which we've been called. But we are also a people who know the way to get there. And we hear it in Scripture today. We're not called to hate those who hate us, but we're called into love, into a relationship that is life-giving and life-changing. So as you walk through whatever door you walk through today, before it slams behind you, remember who you are. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.